Well, Ruskin was writing at a time of major change, the Industrial Revolution, and he was really, a lot of his writing about that time was really a kind of prophecy, or was kind of prophetic now, when you look back and see how he objected to the way in which the industrial economy impacted upon communities, and the way in which people relate to one another, and the environment. I think so much of what is, so much of looking forward involves looking back, and contemporary art really is a place that we often look to in culture for new ground to be broken, new ideas to come through, new innovations and forms of experimentation. And I think what a lot of artists bring to this exhibition are actually kind of a return to old ways of making things and old materials, like pre-industrial ideas, and I think that chimes with what's happening more broadly in society and the kind of DIY movement of growing your own vegetables, building your own houses, making your own clothes. And so there's a kind of practical revisionism that the artists are exploring that is sort of parallel with things in the broader economy and society. It came from something I was looking at or something I discovered in a lot of artists' work around the time that I began thinking about this exhibition, which was around 3 years ago. And I was invited by a gallery called International 3 in Manchester to curate a group exhibition of contemporary art. It was a very broad and open invitation. And I had kept on encountering work that had a kind of ancient quality or medieval quality within it. And I was kind of interested in that. And coincidentally, around the same time, I read Ruskin's essay on Gothic architecture that the exhibition refers to. And I was kind of really interested in the way in which, in this essay, he explores the style of these Gothic buildings, their aesthetic appearance, in terms of a kind of, he kind of describes this almost psychological conditioning that the stonemasons express, I guess, in their particular, in the particular style of these buildings, and the way they embody these characteristics that he discusses in the essay of changefulness and grotesqueness and naturalness, and that's all coming from the types of flora and fauna and the particular climate of these northwest European countries. All these artists come from northwestern European countries, and so I guess in a sense that they're all speaking about the same, their work, it belongs to the same artistic tradition that Ruskin was writing about in his essay when he talked about the Gothic and that style. I think Bernd Ribbeck, for instance, talked to me once about when I went to see him about how the word Bauhaus comes from Bauhütte, which was a medieval school of craftsmen. And I think this comes up again and again when you see, when you kind of recognise direct or indirect references to modernist art and design and in the artist's work, you see kind of inflections of a much longer tradition of art and architecture, which maybe dates back to the medieval and perhaps even further.